The University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee will reopen its classrooms and residence halls this fall, but things will look a lot different with a slew of COVID-19 precautions in place. Students and staff will be required to wear masks indoors. Classrooms will be reconfigured for social distancing, and large enrollment courses will remain online. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more on the plan for academics.
In a normal semester at UWM, about 20% of classes are online. But this fall, the number will be reversed. An estimated 70% of courses will be online to protect against coronavirus transmission. Scott Gronert is dean of UWM's College of Letters and Sciences. He's helped lead the academic planning efforts for fall.
We're not at an extreme, at either extreme of almost all face-to-face or almost all online. We're in the middle ground, but tilted towards online.
UWM made an unplanned shift to online instruction in March amid the public health emergency. Afterwards, students were surveyed about what they preferred for the fall, face-to-face or online classes. Students chose face-to-face learning by a 2-to-1 ratio. Here's Gronert again.
We're working very hard to develop the best online courses, but we heard from our students after the spring that it didn't seem to give them the same learning opportunities that they had in a face-to-face environment. And so that is a part of the driving force.
UWM is still working to figure out which courses will be in person. Hands-on labs and studios will take priority, as will developmental courses and classes for freshmen. Any classes with 100 or more students will be online.
We're very much focused on, as much as possible, giving students the option so that if they want the face-to-face experience, they can find that on campus. And if they want the online experience, they'll have that option too.
Even for courses with an in-person component, most instructors will use a hybrid model combining face-to-face and online. That's because some students might want to participate remotely due to health concerns, or there could be a coronavirus outbreak that shuts down classes again. UWM Provost Johannes Britz says leaders will also try to accommodate faculty and staff concerns about being back in the classroom. More than half of UWM's instructors are over 50 years old, which puts them in a higher risk category for coronavirus complications.
The baseline here is we do care for our faculty staff, you know, their safety, their concerns. And as far as you can, you will of course accommodate those.
UW-Madison also announced its reopening plans Wednesday, and like UWM, it will start the semester at the usual time, September 2nd, with a mix of in-person and online classes. But Madison will end in-person instruction after Thanksgiving and hold its last couple weeks of class online only. UWM does not have plans to stop face-to-face classes after Thanksgiving, but Britz said it could happen depending on the public health situation.
It's one of the unknowns, but we want to plan appropriately for that.
Also, in contrast to UW-Madison, UWM will not implement widespread COVID testing of students or staff. Testing will be available for students with symptoms. Britz says this is based on the advice of health officials. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.